very beginning of Parshas Vayechi, we find Yaakov Avinu going through some kind of need to explain what's going on with Rachel. He's asking to be buried in Eretz Yisrael himself, and he says to Yosef that when I was coming from Chutz La'aretz back to Eretz Yisrael, the Volim of Padan, Meisa Olai Rachel Be'eretz Kanaan, Baderach, so Rachel died for Eretz Kanaan in the way, Ba'ogjivas Eretz Allah Afrasa, a certain distance toward coming to Afrasa, and I buried her there. Rashi says that Yaakov is addressing why it is that he didn't bring her into Eretz Yisrael. Ramban has difficulty with that because we know she is buried in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the issue here? But I wanted to quote to you the Ramban, who explains what Yaakov, the way the Ramban learns what Yaakov is saying to Yosef and what he's not saying. And the language of the Ramban is very revealing. Says the Ramban, "Va'ani savor shehayu elu divrei hisnatzlus." This whole discussion that Yaakov provides about Rachel's divrei hisnatzlus is like an excuse. "V'gam Yosef yada shemesa v'derech v'nikra be'aretz." Yosef also knew that she died there and she was buried in Eretz Yisrael. And v'kavod asa l'vamosa. And it was indeed a kavod for Rachel, and Yosef had no tainus, and that's not what Yaakov was addressing. Yaakov wasn't addressing that he didn't bury her properly or didn't give her proper dignity. Abul Hakavana le Yaakov, Yaakov's intention over here was shalahulach asolam aara, kadei shalayikbar sham shtayachios. Yaakov was addressing that he didn't take her to Maris Machpelah. So Rachel is it? Why isn't Rachel buried in Maris Machpelah, which is Kibbutz Yavos, which is where Avram and Yitzchak and where the Yemos are buried? So he says, why not? Ki Yevosh Me'Avosa, because Yaakov Avinu had busha from his Avos, from Avram and Yitzchak. The Leah he Hanises LaRishana BeHetzer. Leah was the one who was married to him first. So Rachel therefore was the sister of a wife that he already had. But Rachel ba'avoso asa, Rachel, through the love that he had for her, the neder, asher nada la lekacha, through the neder, through the promise, through the commitment that he made to her, so therefore he married her. So there are two very interesting expressions here in the Ramban. First, that the Ramban says that he doesn't bury Rachel in Maris Machpelah. Why not? Because not because they were sisters and he didn't want to emphasize that two sisters were married to, that he was married to two sisters, which would be usher, according to Dine Tola, which didn't exist yet. But the language, Kigevish Ma'avosav, that he was embarrassed from his ancestors, which gives us an insight into the nature of the conformity to the halachas of Torah that Yaakov had, at least according to the Ramban. As we tend to think of it, that the Avos, they kept Torah. We understand that the Avos kept the Torah intuitively, because the Torah is the Torah's MS, and therefore they were able to, through their insight, absorb the truth of the Torah and observe it. Here the Ramban indicates that Yaakov was keeping the Torah because he got it from his Avos. He got it from Yitzhak and from Avraham. Because otherwise he could address this as he married two sisters. He didn't want to bury two sisters there because of the issue itself. But it wasn't the issue itself, it's the Yevosh Me'avosav. So this is consistent with the pasuk that says, this can really, well, one can see this, consistent with the pasuk that describes Avraham Avinu, ki yadaiti v'shaser yisada as banav esbeso acharov, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Avraham is the one who commands his household and his generations afterwards, Lasu Saka Umishpat. So Avraham Avinu is described as one who compels or teaches his household and later generations to observe. And evidently out of that, that's the motive that Yaakov and Yitzchak do, that Yitzchak and Yaakov have in observing mitzvahs. Very interesting language here. Then he says, So why didn't he keep it? Why did Yaakov marry Leah, Rachel? So he says, "Ba'avasa asav neder asher nader la lachacha," because of the love that he had for her, and therefore through the neder that he made a neder to her, and said, "I'm going to marry you." And now he has to follow that. So the point is that there's really no iser per se, right? There's no iser per se, and the reason that he ends up marrying her is because he wouldn't have married her, because really he would have once he's marrying Leah, now he's stuck. I can't marry you, Rachel. But because of a neder that he made, so then he ends up following the neder, the compelling nature of the neder, over the less compelling nature of the iser that he receives from his ancestors, or that he knows, so to speak, through the emes of the Torah itself, any way you understand it. So it's very interesting that Yaakov finds himself bound, the way the Ramban says it, but neder asher nadar lo, to follow through. Obviously, if a person makes a neder to do something which is usur, he doesn't follow the neder. That's we're not saying that. It's fascinating that the Ramban would say that he went against what he otherwise wouldn't have done because of a neder. So that neder somehow what's the din that he has to follow a neder? That's very interesting. What makes him have to follow a neder other than the halachas of the Torah? So it's very interesting. Unless you want to say, actually saw this once. Unless you want to say that somehow without Dinei Torah there's some kind of a compelling force that would cause a person to follow his word even before the Torah says Lo Yachel Devaro. Because if you're dealing with the Torah itself, so then the Torah itself says don't marry two sisters, the Torah says follow the neder. So if the neder overrides the don't marry two sisters, then the neder itself is going to have some independent force compelling a person to follow the neder over the prohibition of marrying two sisters. It's fascinating. So this Ramban opens up a lot of discussion, but this is the way, of course, the Ramban's phrasing is never casual. The Ramban is very meduyak in his words, and this is how he says it. So this is what Yaakov is addressing, that I couldn't bring her to Maris HaMachpelah. I didn't want to emphasize the busha, so to speak, that I didn't follow the derech of our ancestors, the way they're using the language of the Ramban.